Saad WT. We supposed to have had the report of the NCACC in front of us today. I've just been informed by the chair of chairs that it seems as if the speaker has never received the report itself. And then the report was placed with the portfolio committee, and we got permission from them to proceed with the meeting. Today they say they have not received the report, the annual report itself. Now, the minister is not the one affected. He is there. I spoke to him and I said to him, it seems as if there is a problem that Parliament has not received the speaker has not received the report itself. So I thought that I just wanted to come and talk to you about it and let you see the correspondence that come from the chair of chairs, and maybe we should proceed and cancel the meeting. Is it what you feel, and what is your view? But I don't think, but they say in the letter itself that if we go ahead, it doesn't have status at all. So that's what I'm bringing to your attention today. I hope every member has received the letter. Procedurally, every annual report goes to the speaker, and the speaker allows us to proceed and send it to committees. But it looks as if this one was sent directly to the portfolio committee. But when we got an agreement to go to call this particular meeting, I had been speaking to the chair of chair myself, and he agreed that we should proceed with the meeting. So I'm totally a little bit taken back about what has happened this afternoon.
Yeah, no, Chairperson, I suggest that we close the meeting, but we mandate you to sort it out with the chair as part of the chair of chairs.
Chair, it seems that the wheel has turned. I mean, for years now, the executive has not complied with the Act and has not submitted annual reports or quarterly reports. But it now seems that, in fact, it's not the executive that is a roadblock to proper accountability. It's Parliament that has become a roadblock to proper accountability of the NCACC. And I would agree with your proposal that we do postpone the meeting, but that the Speaker intervenes as soon as possible to ensure that the NCACC get a clear instruction on how it is they ought to submit the annual report and the quarterly reports, and that we reconvene this meeting as soon as possible, because there are plenty of skeletons in Minister Jeff Radebe's closet which we need to deal with, I think, on an urgent basis. Thank you.
Yes, in support of my colleague, I just want to ask, since you are part of the machinery of Parliament, when you informed us about, when you notified us about this meeting, what was your information about the status of this report? Thank you.
Yeah. No, as I said, that I received the report, and I mean, the chair of chair is informed. Because you see, I can't call any meeting without the info. The chair of the committee, chair of chairs, not authorizing it. So when I provided him with my program of action, I provided him with everything, even for the venue, I took it that he knows that there's an annual report that we're going to be attending to. I know that for a matter of fact that even the confusion with the Joint Standing Committee, he's been made aware. You see. So all this other information that is arising today, we've been clarifying it with him as the chair of chair. So I live under the impression that they know what is exactly going on. Because I don't have any authority to call a meeting without his notice. I do go to him, I do take the program to him, and he has agreed that we should come and meet.
Yes, I take your point, but what I wanted to know is that when you notified us that you informed yourself whether this report has been tabled or received by the speaker, because that is now the main reason why we cannot.
You see, I must always clarify this thing. I'm not a representative of the speaker. You see, speaker's got his own staff. You see, mine is to ask my staff to go to that committee where everything is being prepared, and then go ahead with the meeting. So when a report is on top of my table, I take it that it comes from the speaker. There's no other way I can deal with something that is not in front of me. This report has been provided to us since March. It's not a report that has come around on Friday. This report has been with us since March. And I've been trying to schedule this meeting since March to make sure that, Minister Jeff Hadaba comes and presents this report. You see? So it's not something new. And it seems as if all the time the NCACC has been presenting its reports to the Portfolio Committee. I don't understand why has they never been given the rules of how to place reports. I take it for all the time, all these years, that the Speaker is informed about any report that comes into the institution. I'm a chair of a committee, unless I turn myself into a secretary of the Speaker and I sit in his office, and I don't want that type of job. I'm elected to direct and give political directions, you see. So if I'm going to be turning to a secretary of somebody else, that is not going to be right. So I wouldn't be able to know what goes on into the office. Any document that comes into this institution is the responsibility of the Speaker, not my responsibility. Mine, what is on top of my desk, I must tackle it. And this report has been on my desk since March. And that's all I have to deal with. So, Honorable, really with due respect, I won't be able to account that what went wrong. But as I said to you, the moment I get a report and I get the I take my program to the chair and say to the chair, these are the issues, these are the things that are supposed to be done. And then it's upon the chair to say, this one I have not yet received, it don't proceed, I won't proceed. But if it slips, what's my problem? Let me start with Stella and I'll come to you, Mlapo, and I'll come to you. Good morning, Honorable Member. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I'm thinking.
Thanks, Chair. Mine is to plead with honorable members not to play politics out of this. But what is important is that finally we have the NCACC ready to come and present the report to us. Then if there are abnormalities from the parliament side, then let that be corrected with immediate effect. And we have NCACC coming back to us and report so that we engage with the report, we're able to identify what went wrong and what must be corrected. Thank you. I plead with you, let's just close this matter. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Chairperson. There was a suggestion by Honorable Mazia. I would like to second the suggestion that we close the meeting. Let us not open it because it won't take us anywhere. Thank you.
Honorable members, we have just arrived. I distributed the letters to you that has been given to me by the Chair of Chair this afternoon in relation to the meeting. It clearly stipulates what is the problem, and there's been a suggestion that we should close the meeting and try to sort out the problem itself. The Minister is available, everybody is available, but the difficulty is in Parliament now, that it seems as if the Speaker had no knowledge about this particular report. And that's what we need to sort out. Is that okay? Mr. Khurunaba?
If I heard what you said,
do you have the letter in front of you?
So again?
Do you have the letter in front of you?
I have the letter in front of me, Chairperson.
Okay,
thank you.
Ahead.
We're just coming from the Minister's meeting with the Commission.
Yeah.
But can I ask, why was it not formally published in the ATC?
Which Minister?
We were with the Minister of Defence.
What? This one is the responsibility of
Minister Khadra. Sorry, it's a confusion.
I don't want to confuse.
Yeah, okay. I might then just ask, why was it not published in the ATC?
It's what I must find out from the Speaker.
And them between themselves and the NACACC, that how are they operating, which is not my field. I had proceeded, I had consulted them, and I've made them aware that there's going to be a meeting of this nature on the assumption that they have received the report. I'm only learning today that they have not received the report. And that's why they have not published it on the
meeting.
Yeah. So they have to sort out all their own, all their administration has to be sorted by them, but the report is available. It's in front of us. I hope members have been receiving it. Dr. Ngoof. I'll give you a hand. Can I give Tatun to then I'll give to you and I'll give David.
Tell me.
Yeah, start with you,
thank you. Chairperson, thank you very much. I'm sorry that you are a little bit late.
Yeah.
Well, if you read the last paragraph,
yeah.
Therefore the report has no standing
yeah.
or formal status.
Yeah.
Now, that means, therefore, what we are discussing here, it takes into account, if you take to your account this paragraph, that means, therefore, we're wasting our time.
Yeah.
I therefore ask you, Chairperson, to close the meeting so that we won't waste our time.
No, that's fine. That's what I was just making you to be up to date, Babundrov. Honorable Pranabai, do you want to say something?
Chairperson, I don't have time to waste, so I support the proposal.
Chair, I agree with the position. I just want to introduce a note of caution. I mean, one concern that I would have is as the Speaker and the Chair of Chairs work their way through the problem, I would be very concerned if they decide that the relevant committee in this case is not the Portfolio Committee on Defence and Military Veterans, but the Joint Standing Committee on Defence and Military Veterans. I'd be very concerned if that happens for two reasons. The Joint Standing Committee is not meeting, and there's also a suggestion in the newspapers today that there is going to be an attempt to amend the rules of Parliament so that the Joint Standing Committee on Defence and Military Veterans is in fact turned into a de facto Joint Standing Committee on Intelligence, which only meets in camera. I don't say that this will happen, I just want to introduce a note of caution, because I think that would be a major step backwards in holding the NCACC to account. Thank you.
Let me end where my mandate goes. What is in the papers is not my prerogative to answer. Members of Parliament, I think I've informed you about the circumstances. Let me go and engage the Chair of Chairs, and I'll definitely come back to you. But I'll leave the letters with you for your own perusal. Thanks a lot. The meeting is adjourned.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Just got visited this time of the year. Yeah.
Thank you.